This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. There is enough evidence to proceed on hate crimes charges against the accused Boulder firebomber, Mohammed Soleiman. A judge made that ruling Wednesday. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
There was a lengthy debate in federal court over whether Soleiman targeted the demonstrators holding up signs on behalf of Israeli hostages because of their national origin. His attorney argued that Soleiman solely disagreed with their political beliefs, which isn't covered under the federal hate crimes law. Federal prosecutors say the defendant conflates Zionism with people who believe in Israel, and that there was enough probable cause to proceed on the hate crimes piece. The judge ultimately agreed with the prosecutors. Soleiman also faces more than 100 charges in state court and remains in custody. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The U.S. Supreme Court ruling allowing states to ban gender-affirming medical care for transgender youth will not affect Colorado's policy. That's the message from the state's attorney general following yesterday's Supreme Court decision. The ruling allows states to set their own policies, and gender-affirming care for minors is protected under Colorado law. Design work is underway for a water project in El Paso County. KRCC's Shauna Lewis.
The so-called loop will take treated water from the south end of the county and move it north via ditches and pipelines so that it can be recycled back into the system. It'll also move allocated surface water. Jesse Schaefer manages the Woodmore Water and Sanitation District. It's one of three agencies collaborating on the estimated $200 million project. He says there may be some grant money available to help pay for it. Schaefer says they hope to start construction in a couple of years and aim for completion as soon as 2030. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Front range highs in the 90s this afternoon. Grand Junction above 100. This is CPR News and KRCC.